Saving the World, One Genius Engineer at a Time, by Lareshi. Read by CookieMom6067. At first, Steve's not even sure what he's looking at. He stops in the doorway, curses his old body and bad eyesight and squints, trying to figure it out, because he certainly knows what he thinks he's seeing, except it's impossible. Tony is there, gaunt and bloody, in a translucent cage. Steve feels like breath was knocked out of him. For months, he'd been sure Tony was hiding, plotting, laughing at him. Has he been here all this time? He's thin and pale enough. It's obvious he hasn't seen sun in a long time and probably hasn't eaten either. And Steve knows about the new extremis virus, knows Tony now can take so much more than a normal human, and yet, maybe it's a trap, he thinks. It'd be like him. Makes Steve care. He doesn't. He doesn't. He doesn't. He does, only to reveal the truth later and hurt him. Tony doesn't raise his head as if he doesn't have the strength to, or just doesn't care, but he speaks. I'm pretty sure I don't make a compelling image to look at right now, Steve. Are you going to just stand there? Stark, Steve says. Oh, that's right. I'm Stark now. Are you going to leave me here? Or are you going to torture me too? I'm all yours. Tony snarls. The world is ending, but clearly I'm the biggest danger still. His tone is biting. The world is ending. This is exactly why Tony is a danger now. This is why Steve cares. It's not. Steve walks to the glass cage slowly. He doesn't have his cane with him. And much as he'd like something to lean on, he's grateful he left it at the helicarrier. Tony doesn't need to see more weaknesses in him. Steve feels like a walking weakness, wrinkled and frail and exhausted every moment, but the world is ending. There's no time for rest. There's no time to find a cure if one exists, and probably the only person capable of doing it anyway is now looking at Steve from inside a cage, and Steve's not trusting him ever again. We're still here, Steve says. No thanks to you blowing another planet up. No, Tony agrees, bitter. Thanks to the Cabal doing just that. So he knows that. Interesting. But it doesn't have to mean anything. It's entirely possible he'd learnt about it before Steve did. But he hadn't learnt of the incursions before Steve. He only made him forget. There's a sharp pain in Steve's heart, but he knows this one at least has nothing to do with his age. I just wanted to die for something, Tony roars suddenly, punching the floor next to him. He looks up at Steve finally, and his eyes are wild. Steve has no idea who he's looking at, the Tony that he thought, wrongly, that he knew, or the Tony created by Red Skull's spell that Steve hadn't known at all. And most of all, he has no idea if the two are really so different. Tony keeps Steve's gaze as he yells, Let my pathetic existence have some fucking meaning! Steve snaps. Like wiping my mind gave it to you? Exactly like that, Tony cuts, and he no longer seems insane. It was the best option I saw to protect you. So yes, exactly like that. You lied to me, Steve screams. Distantly, he knows they've had this conversation before, but this time he can't actually punch Tony in a futile attempt to make him hurt like Steve did. You used me. You are alive. So it fucking worked. You can't. Why not, Steve? I've used your continuous survival to find some meaning for years before this. Tony spits, and then he still stares at Steve, but he doesn't even seem to be breathing. For years. And Steve remembers returning after the superhero Civil War to see Tony's prone form and Tony himself letting Steve decide whether to bring him back to life or not from an old video. Does it even matter? Tony laughs darkly. Everything dies, he quotes. Steve looks at him for a long while and then switches on the holographic shield on his wrist and in one movement smashes it into the glass wall. It shatters, but Tony makes no move to cover himself, no move to stand up. You're a liar, Steve says, angry. Haven't we agreed on that years ago? Tony asks numbly. Everything dies? Steve asks. That's not Tony Stark. Tony Stark is the worst thing that happened to you, Tony mutters. Possibly, Steve agrees. He doesn't know if it's true or not. And in a way it is, but only because Tony was also the best thing that happened to him. But something else you are, for sure. World's best engineer. The universe itself told you, Steve. There's no coming out of this one, Tony says. But he stands up. His armor mends around him in a few moments, and Steve's vaguely uneasy at the sight. I don't trust her, Steve says sharply, and then freezes. Tony laughs. Of course he understood, of course. But you trust me? He asks incredulously. The man who lied to you for months. Steve bites on his lower lip hard enough he almost draws blood. We're not friends, Stark, he says. And it hurts. But it's nothing but the truth. His other emotions don't matter. But I need someone to fix the world. Tony looks at him. And you'll want the monster to do it, he asks quietly. Better kill me now, Steve, before it's too late. Finish it, Steve. That, Steve remembers intimately. This here, he can already see in his new nightmares. If you are a monster, Steve says, and he must be. Who else would have done it to Steve while claiming to be his friend? Steve continues. Than a necessary one. You don't get the easy way out of this one, Tony. Tony almost jolts at the sound of his name, maybe. Steve has never in his life wished for anything more than he wishes to just hate Tony Stark. It'd make things so much easier. Do you know what I was doing before the first incursion that the Cabal saved us from? Fucking a redhead, Steve wants to say, or maybe preparing bigger bombs, only you ran out of time. Tony is taller than Steve now, in his full armor, the armor that Steve hates because white circular lines are nothing like Tony, and he steps to Steve close enough to touch. I went to my house in the Hamptons. I poured more vodka shots than I could count. I can count anything. And then I put a repulsor to my face. He's tilting his head, like saying that doesn't cost him anything. Like he's watching for Steve's reactions. And Steve's terrified. Despite everything, despite himself, he's terrified at the prospect of Tony turning to alcohol, because it always pretty much equal to Tony trying to kill himself. And he did that, too. And then the Cabal stopped the incursion, Tony says. He stares at Steve intently now. I'm not sure I'm what you need right now. Steve wants to punch him. If you believe this was hopeless, he says through clenched teeth, you would have drunk those shots. I might have, Tony lies. We wouldn't be here talking if you had. And for all the pain and the heartbreak, Steve is glad Tony's there now. Because even if Tony is all wrong, the situation is right. The world is ending. And Tony is here next to Steve. You will fix it, Steve says, because that's what you do. Plain and simple. Tony almost smiles. I am good, he says. And then what, back to the cage? He indicates it with a shrug. Steve shakes his head slowly. You fix the incursion. You save the world, Iron Man. Steve can't do it. He should stop pretending otherwise. He wants to punch something, but it's true. And then we talk. No lies this time. Well, Tony drawls, sounds good. Congratulations on saving the world, Steve. Stark, Steve says, a warning. You let me out, Tony explains, walking towards the exit from the cave. Steve's pretty sure he wouldn't really be able to make two steps out of the armor. I'm looking forward to that talk, Tony adds. Steve doesn't, but he's not looking forward to working with Tony now either, and he knows it'll work. Maybe at some point they'll save themselves. He laughs, ugly and broken, and just says, good luck, Iron Man. Tony normally says, don't need it. But he's maybe out of earshot now. Steve follows out of the cave at a much slower pace. Tony's still outside. Steve stands next to him and looks at the sky. For the first time in months, he lets himself believe it's not the end of the world. Not yet. The end.